Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 265-265. And as usual, we personalize Psalm 91. So we're going to verse 11 where we are. And what are we going to say? For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. And I keep telling you that this is your story. So we are in Luke chapter 1, where we're looking at Zacharias, who had an encounter with an angel. And we are at the point where he said, "Whereby shall I know this?" And then he added, giving him the angel the parameters. What is that? I said, "Well, I'm an old man. And my wife is also well-streamed. My wife is also old. So it's not going to be possible. What you're saying, angel, forget about it. Go and sleep. Go to another person. It's not me. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I know. I have already suffered. But the doctors have already given me 2 weeks to die. But already they said my wife can never conceive. But already my sperm count is too low. But already it's not possible. I mean, they are going to repossess my house. What do I do? It's over. But already I'm my age. Who is going to marry me? But already my child is too late. He's SS. But already, you see. So you see that the whereby shall these things be? So, if I see an angel, no. Without seeing the angel, we can tell what will happen. Because now in your situation, what are you screaming out? What are you saying? What are you saying in your present situation? And the word of God in the mouth of an angel is the same word of God in my mouth. I've already spoken all these things. It's the word of God in the God's mouth is the same as the word of God in an angel's mouth, and it's the same as the word of God in a man's mouth or a woman's mouth. It's the same. So the word had come, and this was what he said, whereby. So I said that Abraham believed against hope, according to Romans chapter 4. So we're looking, comparing what Abraham had and what he, Zacharias, also had. But he, Abraham, according to Romans chapter 4, verse 17, we read about that. God told him, as it is written, "I made you a father of many nations." Was already a father. Someone who is looking for a baby. And God says, "Father of many nations." Not father of a child, father of many nations. How mind-blowing. I don't like saying mind-blowing. Because you want to blow people's mind. But I mean, this is something fantastic. Okay, so who against hope believed in hope? So Romans chapter 4, verse 18. So even though you what God said was, when he looked at himself naturally, it was going to be impossible. And yet he believed, he hoped it, and believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. He said, "I would rather believe in what was spoken." Zachariah said, "I will not believe in what was spoken." Abraham said, "I will believe in what was spoken." I remember when I had a challenge, and immediately I began to speak God's word. The devil said, "Are you playing with your life? Do you know what hyperthyroid does? He kills." You stand here, you're saying, "God, this is your life. This is my life. I would rather put it on God. I will stick it, pin it on God's word. Hey, I will pin it on God's word." So that's what he told him. He said, "I'd rather believe in what was spoken. Because what was spoken is, I will become the father of I'm already the father of nations. I will believe that instead of what naturally I can see around me." And so the next verse in Romans 4:19 says, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not. being not weak in faith." So now you can see what was happening in, by God giving this this word about Abraham, the revelation Paul had concerning Abraham, by looking at this, now we can put it side by side, Zacharias, and be able to determine what was happening. Because this is what faith is. So it means that Zachariah was not operating by faith. Zachariah was not operating by faith. Abraham was operating by faith. And that is why he has become the father of many nations. And that is why Christianity, the grace, the faith in Christianity, saved by grace through faith, is now based on Abraham's walk with God. He is such an example of what, I mean, Abraham's, the things, even his sacrifice of Isaac, because he was able to give up Isaac, that is how God could also give up Jesus for us. A lot of things about Abraham are symbolic to what Christ has done, because this man walked by faith. When it's your turn, you shouldn't say, whereby shall I know? You shouldn't say that. You should go the Abraham way and walk by faith. You bless, bless, bless. Bye.